Ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of Ethics with Lexi, we will be discussing the correlation between dietary choices and people of different generations. To set the scene, in the year 2019, being vegan is more common and easier than ever. You can pull up to most fast food restaurants like Carl's Jr., for example, and order a delicious burger made entirely of plants. With cutting-edge products like the Just Egg by Just Foods, which scrambles and omelets like a baby chicken, but it's made entirely of mung beans, or the incredible amount of dairy alternatives from oat to hemp to macadamia to rice to pea to good old-fashioned almond milk, veganism is seeming like a more mainstream life choice than ever. And people aren't just going vegan for the ethics, but the health benefits reaped and environmental impact speaks volumes as well. But today, we're going to focus on the most gruesome reason that makes people want to close their eyes and ears and ignore and enjoy ignorance: the cruelty. As Gary Yourofsky said, the Holocaust didn't end, it just changed species. Before we get on to the multifaceted interview with people of different beliefs, let's do an exercise. I want everyone to pause for 10 seconds. In this short period of time, for food alone, almost 300,000 fish have been killed for food. 20,000 chickens, 500 pigs, 300 sheep and goats, 100 cows, and many other animals. This is not a genocide. It's worse, because instead of wiping out a species, we're genetically altering them and filling their short lives with pain. But I believe there is hope, not from the current adult people, no offense to all you listeners, but in the youth. There is a reason most people who eat vegan or plant-based make the radical switch as a young adult. Because before the dark parts of the world stain our values, young people see things as right and wrong. Would you tell your children their food is made from an animal with a similar personality and intelligence to the household pet? No, because that would upset them. Have adults been taught that cruelty is okay, or have we become numb and used to it? To get multiple perspectives, I decided to interview people of different ages and dietary choices. The first person I will be speaking to is Caroline, a native of Marin County, who is 13 years old and went vegan when she was 12. She's young, and I think part of the reason she went vegan was because to her, it was simple. Let's hear what she has to say. Caroline, how old were you when you went vegan?
So I went vegetarian when I was 11, and I went vegan when I was 12.
What would you say is the main ethical reason that made you go vegan?
Well, I watched a few documentaries, on YouTube.
Which ones?
I don't remember, but I watched a few documentaries. Like, I watched a video by Freely on YouTube, and I just saw what happens to animals, and how they go from, like, living on, like, the grass and stuff to your plate, and I just thought that was wrong, so I decided to change what I ate.
Do you think that having access to social media and other platforms has helped you, like, learn more about the going vegan and...
Yeah, definitely. I think having social media helps a lot because there's other, like, people that are my age that are vegan and stuff that you can, like, see what they're doing and you can get inspiration from people like that.
Do you think the fact that you changed your lifestyle in such a drastic way at such a young age, was it all affected by the fact that you were young and kids kind of tend to see things, you know, black and white, right and wrong?
Yeah, I mean, kids kind of see things more as, like, what it actually is rather than... Well, I mean, most people just see, oh, this is me, I'm going to eat it, it's on my plate. But, I mean, sometimes, like, you decide to figure out what you're actually eating and you decide to go deeper into things. And I realized that what meat was wrong, and so I decided to stop eating it.
Thank you. What do you think?
Now, to juxtapose that last interview, here is one with a 50-year-old woman named Tracy McCarty. She has been an omnivore all her life and is in relatively good health due to constant exercise, but her diet is heavily reliant on animal products like cheese, eggs, and fish. Here is her explanation of why she decides to include that in her diet.
How do you justify eating animal products?
I think it's natural part of the food chain that humans eat animal products on occasion. I don't eat red meat personally, but I do eat chicken and fish, and I think that's just the way humans are made. That's why we have sharp teeth.
How informed do you think you are about the realities of factory farming and the dairy industry?
Pretty well informed, given the awareness in Marin County. It's the reason I don't eat red meat.
So, in the process of the killing of beef and pork, you think is less humane than chicken and fish?
Yeah, I do.
I'm just wondering why.
Probably because the impact on the environment from the methane gas from cows is more in the news than other forms of environmental impact from other types of animals.
This right here is where, in her argument, it is completely a hole. I asked her why she thought that the killing of innocent chickens and fish was more humane than the killing of pork and cows, and she took it into an environmental reason. That is why there is no significant backing against why it is more humane to kill one species than another.
I really enjoy red meat, so probably more just dietary preference.
Do you find it uncomfortable to hear about slaughterhouses and the methods of killing animals and how there's animal abuse, animals are castrated without painkillers, lined up, slaughtered with dull knives? Does that make you uncomfortable?
I think it's very upsetting, yes.
And if you think it is upsetting, what is the reason that you still continue to eat the way you do?
Because I think there are some meat products that are treated humanely and prepared so that they can be eaten by humans. I think that's, again, part of the food chain.
What do you think is the humane way of killing an animal?
Sleeping pills?
As you can see here, she replies with a sort of joke, because I think when you're an adult and generationally you've grown up in a time where it's just such the norm to have animal-based products in all of your meals, it's kind of like you're numb to the pain and you kind of disassociate the, you know, product on your plate that has been shaped and colored and changed to, you know, like a dino chicken nugget, instead of thinking about, you know, the face, mind, soul that was beyond that. Here is another example of how the fact that she has lived her whole life, which is a good portion of time, eating animal products, why it's kind of almost like being stuck in her ways. If you offered a 10-year-old kid a vegan ice cream or something, I'm sure they wouldn't even know what it means. And they'd be like, ooh, sugar, and eat it anyways and enjoy it. But if you offered an adult who's been eating dairy ice cream their entire life a vegan ice cream, they'd probably be a lot more adverse to trying it, because that's just how they've lived their life, and it's almost like, why change if you don't see the issue?
I'm also 52 years old, and I want to do what I want to enjoy however many days I've left on this planet.
Do you think that there's any way that the animal products could be reducing the amount of days you have left?
I don't really think so, but
this quote from her shows how growing up in a time when there weren't really vegan options, I mean, you couldn't find almond milk, you couldn't find Impossible Burgers at your grocery store, that it's kind of almost normal and not even really truly think about how you are literally sacrificing lives of countless animals every day, every meal, for temporary pleasure that is really harming you internally and with your consciousness. This last interview is kind of middle ground. It's, again, a 12-year-old girl, but she's a vegetarian, which means she doesn't eat meat, but she still eats products like dairy, eggs, honey, which all have tremendous amounts of cruelty in the process of acquiring them as well.
This is an interview with Quinn, who is a 13-year-old vegetarian. Hi.
Hi.
What would you say is the main ethical reason that you choose to not eat meat?
I choose not to eat meat because I feel like killing another species that breathes the same air and drinks the same water and stuff on our earth isn't good.
While this may not be the most complex way to describe the ethics of using animals for food, she has this idea about right and wrong, and it's so simple to her. It's just, it's not good, it's not fair, because she has empathy for other animals as a young person who has not yet been desensitized to the suffering of others.
Do you think the fact that you went vegetarian at such a young age has any effect with it, the fact that you're young and passionate about things?
The fact that I'm young makes it so I can kind of choose what I want to do, and I have like enough time to figure out how I want to live and eat and stuff.
Overall, with these three interviews with different people, different diets, different lifestyles, and different ages, I think it's so interesting to look at the contrast between seeing your whole life ahead of you and having hope for changing, and the juxtaposition of staying in your ways and being rigid and sticking to what everyone else does instead of sticking up and going against the grain and living a healthy, compassionate lifestyle. See you next episode. Thank you.